It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of John, the Gospel of John, once again, the John chapter 3, one of the most important scripture verses in all the Bible. There's no place in the Word of God that is more important than the decision that needs to be made in through these verses that we're going to study today. So please open your Bibles to John chapter 3. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. John chapter 3, and we're going to begin reading with the first verse. It's just there's too much there that we don't want to miss and read down through this chapter. So please, John chapter 3, beginning to read with verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Verily, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered and said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind blows where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it comes, or whether it goes. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and receive, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye have not believed not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I hope now that was enough. I hope you had enough time to open your Bibles and to read along as we looked at those verses of Scripture. And we're going to review and then begin down around the sixth verse. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer now. Father, we thank and praise you that we can come and we have this opportunity to proclaim your precious word. Please, 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 dear Lord, that all will listen, that their ears will be turned to you. People are trying so many different things today. All they need to do is come to your precious word and be strengthened by your word. Study your precious word. Please, please, dear Lord, that you'll help folks to realize they must be born again. We're going to talk today, Father, about that so clearly. And I just ask that you'll send your Spirit, that he will come and he will touch every heart that's listening. If they are born again, that they'll be their power will be renewed, and they'll realize that, hey, I need to get in the Word of God. I need to know what it says because I need the power and the wisdom that God's Word has for me. And please, that through the Spirit that lives within the believer, Father, we'll be able to guide them through your precious Word and strengthen them and make them the individual that they need to be and have the joy and the peace and the long-suffering, everything that the Spirit gives. Please, dear Lord, that that be the case. But today, for those that are lost, they have no hope, Father. They have to come today. Today is the day of salvation. Please touch every heart. Show them to the cross of Calvary that they'll be saved and that they'll come and have that faith that they need to be saved. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The precious Word of God. The precious Word. John chapter 3, we have a man named Nicodemus. This man is a very religious man. And it is believed in the words, when you look to the Greek, it is believed that this man is not only a religious man, but he is a ruler of the Jews, not of Rome, is in control at this time of the land. And so it is that he is the ruler of the Jews, a great teacher, a great instructor, and it's believed that he could be possibly the greatest teacher at this time when it comes to the Word of God. And, of course, understand that the only thing they had was the Old Testament. They didn't have any of the New Testament. They didn't have Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. They didn't have those. They just had the Old Testament. But the Old Testament clearly tells of a Savior that's coming, how he's going to die, and what he's going to die for. And how could this great teacher named Nicodemus miss that? Well, there's a lot of great teachers today, according to the world, a lot of great teachers, great professors that are in our colleges and our universities and in our seminaries that teach the Word of God that don't know Him as their Savior. They've missed this. They're just like Nicodemus. Greatest in the land at this time, the greatest teacher, looked up to by all, someone that is wise in the Word of God, and yet they missed the central theme. They missed the main theme. They missed the Lord Jesus Christ. And the gospel is presented down in Genesis 3:15. That's the first place the gospel's presented, and it is presented repeatedly over and over and over and over and over again through the Word of God. And yet this man named Nicodemus, the greatest teacher of the Old Testament at that time, doesn't understand, and that's what we're looking at today. There is a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Now you see, the problem is that as very religious people, very smart people, very educated people, great teachers, they come with, they're seeing something. Put yourself in this spot with Nicodemus here. Nicodemus saw something great in this man named Jesus. And he knew that he was somebody special. He was much more than a normal man, much more than the normal man. The things that he was doing, no man could do. Well, if no man can do it, who or what is he? He's God. And as close as Nicodemus' religious mind could come up with it, he says, Rabbi, I mean teacher, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Everything that Jesus was doing, all the healing that he was performing, and we just have the marriage at Canaan, you know, but Jesus daily healed folks. He raised many from the dead. We don't have all the records, the scripture tells us. We don't have all the records of the activities that Jesus did in this period of time, these 3 years. And the books of the world couldn't contain what he did, the scripture tells us. But we need to understand that what we have here is more than enough to know that he was God. He was more than just a mortal man. He was God. God in the flesh. Well, in the response, and that's what we talked about last time we were together, the response that Nicodemus makes here to the Lord Jesus was not in the form of a question. And yet Jesus tells him something that he must do. As if Nicodemus would come and would have asked Jesus, he would have said, you know, what do I need to receive heaven? What do I need to possess the kingdom of God? then this answer would have been a perfect one. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. But that wasn't his question. He didn't even ask a question. He just says, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him. He was acknowledging that much, that he was something special about this man, named Jesus Christ, Jesus. Something special about him. How can it be? He's from Nazareth. How can anything be special? How can anything be of value? I think we had that discussion once, didn't we? How can there be anything of value that's coming from such a lowly land? Jesus came back with a beautiful statement here. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now that's kind of the spot that we touched in verse 6 just a little bit there. But we need to understand what Jesus is asking this man to do. He's asking them to be born again. The Word of God tells us that we must come by faith to the coming Messiah of the Old Testament. But now Jesus has finished that work as he is here showing his power, showing his authority. And then he comes and he finishes the great work of redemption on the cross of Calvary, where he dies upon that cross, sheds his blood so that you and I can live. That man, God, is explaining to this religious leader. I hope today, if you're a teacher at your church, if you're a pastor at your church, if you're just a member at your church, or if you don't go to church at all, please listen today. Because I am proclaiming it from the Word of God. I am not pulling pages out. If you've been with me very long, if you followed this radio program very long, we've been on for many, many years. If you have followed it very long, you'll realize we go verse by verse by verse by verse. I don't teach you a subject. I don't proclaim one simple subject, all right, the subject on the Holy Spirit, the subject on the new birth, the subject on, I don't do that. We go through the Word of God, through the Word of God. And we love teaching the Word of God. And right now on Wednesday night, we're going through the Scripture. And we have started with Genesis 1:1, and we have studied every single verse. And right now, we're in the book of Psalms. You open your Bible. Remember when you open your Bible in the middle, it's the book of Psalms? That means in the last 21 years, we have studied every verse of Scripture to that point. We're halfway through the Word of God on Wednesday night studying every verse of Scripture. What a blessing it has been. What a blessing it has been. Not to mention the other studies and on Sunday night and on Tuesday afternoon with the ladies' Bible study and the preaching and the radio programs, everything that we can have to know this precious book. Nicodemus could probably take any Scripture verse and quote it to you. Tell me about Ezekiel. What's in Ezekiel? Tell me about the book of Isaiah. What's in Isaiah? He could have quoted any verse of Scripture. He could have done anything like that. And yet this man missed it. Have you missed it? That's my question. Have you missed being born again because you've gotten tied up with your denomination and everything? Let's look at see what Jesus had to say. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, we've enjoyed that study. We've looked at that study. And we have looked up verses of Scripture and enjoyed them very much. I want you now that you need to see with me how to be born again. to see if you are born again. And you'll know it if you are. You've already, you know, you've experienced that. It's not, boy, I wonder. That's the trick of the devil, to wonder. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water, which is the Word of God, and of the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. Now, that's where we're going to start today. Flesh is flesh. They that are in the flesh, the old fleshly body, the way we're born, cannot please God. Cannot please God in any way. Flesh is flesh. Flesh is flesh. Romans 8:8 is what I just said. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You see, that's not my statement. That's the Word of God. Romans 8:8. Flesh is flesh. Flesh has never pleased God. It never will please God. Nicodemus was trying to please God in the flesh. That's what he was trying to do. Jesus is making a statement about that problem. Nicodemus, you can't please me. You can't please my Father. You can't do it. The only man who ever satisfied God in the flesh was the man Jesus Christ, because he was God. He is God. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. When a man saved, transformed into a child of God, and that's what happens, made new, born again, this person has a new heart. Has a new heart. That's where it starts. Flesh is flesh. Born of the, verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That can't change. And that can't and does not please God in any way. Except a man be, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now, if you'll notice in your scripture, I hope you have it open, that first Spirit is the Holy Spirit. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Flesh is flesh, spirit is spirit. When you are born again, your heart is made new. Oh, I said, no, I still got the old heart because I have all kinds of trouble with it. No, your heart is made new. And what a wonderful day begins, because the heart, the mind gets its way too many times. But the heart, the spirit within you, can control the flesh. So you see, when a person is born again, you begin to live differently. Because the heart is different. You still have the old flesh. And the old flesh doesn't want to give up. It loves its old ways. It loves its old habits. But to be born again, now for the first time, you can begin to control that old flesh. And it's a constant battle. It'll be a battle till the day that this old flesh dies or the church is raptured. But most folks are going to face the grave. I know Jesus is coming soon. So we don't know for sure when Jesus is going to come and take us away bodily. But right now, we're dealing with the old heart. You got an old heart, an old fleshly heart. And we need to be born again. You're born of the flesh, flesh is flesh. Born of the Spirit is spirit. We must have the Spirit of God within our hearts in order to speak to Him and to have the benefits. And the only benefit that most people see is, I want to go to heaven. Yes, that is a wonderful benefit. But that's just a small part of it. a benefit of being a child of God is beginning and serving Him and praising Him and enjoying His power, His strength, His wisdom, His direction now. Eternal life begins the day that you trust in Jesus. Something else that begins that day, and that's the battle. There's a battle that begins that day. And that battle can be a nasty, nasty battle. Because now that you've got your new heart, if you trust in Jesus today, that old flesh is not going to lay down and die. It's going to fight. It's going to fight. Let's look up some scripture verses here that we have. Let's start with the first one in the Old Testament, Psalms. We'll go to chapter 51, Psalm 51, verse 5. Psalm 51, verse 5. David understood, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Now, that doesn't mean that it was out of wedlock. It doesn't mean that at all. It means that he was born in sin, just like we're born in sin. Flesh is flesh. David understood that. Let's go to Romans. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. Remember the flesh? Flesh can't please God, can't please God in any way. God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The Spirit that lives within our heart. Let me read this again. For what the law could not do. You see, the law is perfect. We're not perfect. We're in the flesh. You see, so if we go by the law, which most people try to live by the law, which is a good thing, but it's not enough. It's not enough. The law's perfect, and to just try to live by the law, you're wasting your time. You need to be born again. You need to have some means to make things right. And you can't do that trying to live by the law. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. See, it's nothing wrong with the law. It's you and me that have the problem. God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Likeness of. Don't miss that. Jesus was perfect. Born perfect, lived perfect, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. He died on the cross of Calvary. He took our condemnation. He died there to set us free. And all you have to do is believe and come by faith, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled. It was because Jesus was perfect. Jesus being perfect fulfilled the law. Now, if we come by faith, then we become a part of that, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The flesh couldn't do it. Galatians 5:15. I hope you love the Word of God. I hope you know the Word of God. I hope you study the Word of God. Galatians 5, verse 17. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that I would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. In other words, we're above the law. Please, that you understand, the flesh lusteth against the Spirit against the flesh. Flesh is flesh. Flesh cannot please God. That's not enough. Your church membership, there is nothing. Nothing that's going to do it. Your baptism's not going to do it. It has got to be your relationship with Jesus Christ, and you do that. You gain that. You receive that by coming by faith to Jesus. I hope that you know Jesus as your Savior. I hope that you recognize that when he died on the cross, it wasn't for himself. It was for you. It was for me. It was for all the world. Flesh means the natural body of man. Spirit means the first spirit here is the Holy Spirit. The second spirit is the inner man. That's what we're dealing with here. So the offspring of the Holy Spirit is spiritual things, and that's what we need. God's a spirit. We need to know spiritual things in order to please our God. But we have to have the Spirit first to even begin to please our God. Otherwise, we're just flesh. Flesh cannot please God. The offspring of the flesh is carnal. It's fleshly. That's all that's there. That's all that's there. So then Jesus continues after saying, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. This is Jesus telling Nicodemus this, this great teacher. Marvel not that I said unto ye, said unto thee, ye must be born again. There are people today that say they're good. They have never done anything wrong, at least anything serious. They've always lived a good life. But my friend, men do not go to hell because they're bad. Equally, men do not go to heaven because they're good. People go to hell because they reject Jesus. Let's look to the 18th verse of this same chapter. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Is that clear? People go to hell because they reject Jesus. Those that go to heaven go there because they receive Jesus. We can stay in this same book and go to John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. My friend, it doesn't get any clearer than that. It doesn't get any clearer than that. Isn't this wonderful? So the question is not, are you good or are you bad? The question is, are you born again? That's the question. And that's not something that you repeat asking God, God, please save me. I want to be born again. God, save me. I want to be born again. God, save me. I want to be born again. No. Once you ask Jesus Christ to save you, and he will save you. He will save you. What a wonderful promise. What a tremendous promise that we have in the Word of God. Nicodemus still didn't understand. He says in verse 9, how can these things be? He didn't understand. Do you understand? Do you understand that you just need to let God have his way with you? Let him come into your heart and save you. Trust in that salvation. Trust in the offering that he has given you. He has given the ultimate sacrifice. God has given that ultimate sacrifice, and that's his son Jesus. And he fulfilled every part of the law. All you need to do is believe in Jesus. That's it. That's all you need to do. My dear friend, it's so important that you trust in Jesus as your Savior. It's so important that you look to him. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Preachers should preach this. They should preach it from the pulpits often. There should never be a time that a person isn't invited to come to Jesus. And explaining this simple message of you must be born again needs to be proclaimed in the churches today. Often, often, often that people will be saved. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?